RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you, Brendan. 248-539-9797. We're excited about the Red Wings and the Pistons. Hey, look, the Pistons made it to the playoffs last year, played well, lost in 6 games to the New York Knicks. Team that eventually went to the Eastern Conference Finals. The Red Wings, they do decent up until March the last few years and had March sadness, as I like to call it. They had you know, the Ottawa experience a couple years ago. They've had games where you knew that they just were done. And this year appears with the Red Wings to be different. It's still too early in my mind to get out the Jim Costa car flags and all that kind of stuff. But it's exciting to see them play inspired hockey. Their captain is playing probably, maybe the exception of the Four Nations, maybe the best hockey of his career. He really is playing very well. Of course, I'm talking about Dylan Larkin. Mm-hmm. And they are playing a really good brand of hockey. They still, you know, turn over the puck too much. They still miss assignments defensively, but they're still, in those situations, a young team, and the addition of the youth that they have with, you know, Sandin Pelikka and Emmett Finney, that is Danielson to a certain extent, you know, they've energized some of these guys. And when you get the veteran like Van Riemsdyk, who's been so much better than we all thought, especially he wasn't even in training camp because he had an issue with the birth of a child.
Yeah.
He's been terrific.
An issue?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know. I know what you meant.
He's been terrific, and they are a fun team to watch.
They are. High energy and youth, and now how will that youth handle the length of the season? How will they handle the break for the Olympics? You know, a lot of questions that only time will have the answers for, but they're 11 points of where they were ahead of where they were last year.
Yeah.
And so they've positioned themselves to be a playoff team at this point of the year. Now they've obviously, there's so much more hockey to be played. And again, how are they going to handle that Olympic break? That's going to be a big question.
They're 9-2-2 in their last 13. John Gibson, who, to be fair, looked like a sieve early in the season, has won 8 straight games, and this is the reason why they got him. And they're playing well still. I mean, the way it's still so tight in this conference that, you know, in a 4 or 5 game, they go on a 4 or 5 game losing streak, they could be out of the playoff situation. So, and there's still a lot of hockey left. The Pistons, they're a machine right now.
Yeah. Winning in a lot of different ways with a lot of different guys stepping up.
The guy's getting hurt. The guy's not playing. Ron Holland hasn't played the last couple of games. So different guys. You're right. Different guys are stepping up. Are they playing the top competition? No. But I don't care. They're still NBA players. They're still 24-6. And that's pretty damn good. 248-539-9797. Everett, what's going on? Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to everyone. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. Good
morning. Yeah, so here's my thing. I think this is a very exciting time to be a sports fan in Detroit. The Red Wings and the Pistons are in first place. Now, the question you asked, do I see both of them going to the finals? The Red Wings, maybe to the second round of playoffs. I give the Pistons, maybe to the Eastern Conference Finals. Who knows? You know, but I think that last year they could have beaten the Knicks last year because the four games that the Knicks won was very, you know, the Pistons could have won all four of those games. So I see the Pistons probably going to the Eastern Conference Finals, maybe to the finals by the way they're playing.
What's the best thing you like about the Pistons?
The Pistons is the hustle. Everybody steps up and, you know, you really don't know who can you check. It reminds me of the Bad Boys because, like, they play as a unit, and they I mean, it's like blue-collar basketball. And, like, they hustle, and they play defense. It's just like, wow. Because Isaiah Stewart reminds me of, like, a Rick Mahorn type. Like, he reminds me of a Rick Mahorn and a Ben Wallace type. It's just like the hustle and the brutalness, and they don't back down from anybody.
Well, that part of it is true.
Mentality's there.
I'm sure Mahorn wishes he could shoot from the outside as good as Isaiah Stewart.
That's a different game.
And I know, it's a completely different game. And Isaiah Stewart's not a great outside shooter, but he's still a minimal threat to actually shoot from three.
Yeah.
We have some text for you. I'd almost consider the Pistons the favorite to make it to the finals out of the East, but barring injury, no one is beating the Thunder this year. Look, I agree. The West, especially the top of the West,
is stronger. Yeah,
with Denver as well.
San Antonio
is playing well. I mean, look, they beat the Thunder last night by like 20 points, I think.
Yeah,
And Wemby didn't even start. He's, you know, getting healthy slowly but surely. So he's on a minute restriction. Mm-hmm. So yeah, they're getting much better. If the Wings are serious, they need to make a blockbuster trade for a star forward. I do not disagree with that. I do think I don't know what you'd have to give up to get a star forward or who that forward would be, but yeah, it's time. And, you know, there are going to be some teams, whether it's Nashville with their high price guys like Stamkos or Marchessault, or even what I think Ryan O'Reilly's on Nashville. They need, if they're serious about trying to get out of the East, they need a forward who can not only score, but can go into corners and muck it up and be physical like the best team in the National Hockey League the last few years, the two-time defending Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers of Paul Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the only way, you know, they can do that.
Yeah, make a run.
Is make a run and get a player like that. I'm not, you know, probably not as good as like Marchand's acquisition was for Florida last year, but you know what I mean? They need
along those lines.
Like that,
yeah.
And this text is accurate for me. I'm still cautious about the Wings until I see how March plays out.
Yeah.
Now, granted, we'll see how March plays out. If March plays out well, then we're not going to have this conversation. They're going to be in the playoffs.
Yeah.
If March madness is March sadness.
Yeah, like it has been for the last 3 years.
We're going to sit there and, you know,
shake our heads.
Blame Yzerman and do this and, you know. How horrible are we? And
yeah, we'll complete the decade.
Yeah. Oh my God, you're right.
Yeah, I mean this is year 10. So it's season 10,
right.
And it's an opportunity for them to take that step forward. And Paul brought up a great point earlier. It's we saw it with the Pistons last year, being able to get in and get that experience. I expect the Pistons to be competing for the Eastern Conference Finals, and then who knows what happens, because they did get some valuable experience. Guys that had never been in the postseason got that experience last year. There's a lot of the Red Wings that have never been in the postseason. What does that look like, feel like? What's the speed? How does it change? Because we all know that everything changes. Once you get to the postseason in every sport, the game changes, the speed changes, the intensity changes. How do they handle those moments? They don't even know what that feels like right now.
Yeah, and look, this game... in the NHL, it's streaky. Even teams that you don't think are very good. I mean, Buffalo, all of a sudden, since they've made their general manager, they've won 7 in a row. They got 40 points. Now, obviously, the Wings have 47. But you see my point. They came out of nowhere, and and a bad losing streak can set a team back a lot. I mean, right now in the East, the team with the longest losing streak is a team that the Red Wings will be playing next, Carolina. So hopefully that'll keep up because that's who they're tied with.
Add one more to them.
Yes, exactly. And, you know, Montreal's got 45 points, and in the other division, Philly second with 45 points. The Islanders are playing really, really well, but the Wings finally beat them last week. So, yeah, things are looking good, and I like the way that they're playing. Their power play has been much better this year than it was, you know, at that times last year. And actually, it started off like it was terrible, but they, you know,
they've made some adjustments.
Raymond,
yeah,
Larkin's play, you know, and having JVR in front of the net has really helped on the power play. You get that veteran presence, and Sider is playing like a Norris Trophy caliber defenseman. I'm not saying he's going to win. I'm not saying he's as good as Cale Makar or anything like that. But Sider is playing top-notch hockey. And you make a great point, how they're going to react after the Olympic break. You know, some of them will be participating.
Sure.
Obviously, Sider's.
What's the wear and tear mean?
Yeah.
Also, those guys that are not participating. That's a long time to be off.
Right. I will find out, I think, in a week, the U.S. and Canadian rosters. We know Sider is going to be playing for Germany. I'm not sure. I assume Raymond's going to play for Sweden. I'm not sure about Evanston. I don't know if he's ready for that yet, but whatever. And how guy, I know DeBrincat wants to play for the United States. I don't know if he's going to be selected or not. The Olympics are going to be great. But yeah, coming off that break is going to be.
How does Lalonde, for those that aren't playing, how does he handle that time?
McClellan.
I'm sorry. Oops. McClellan, how does he handle that time? Because he's done a really nice job of, they've had a losing streak of three, they've had a losing streak of four, they didn't start off great, and he has been able to refocus this team when they come back from the Olympics. Whether they're playing or not, how does he refocus this team? Because you can't have, like coming out of the break last year, the All-Star break, you know, 5-6 games, and you know, when are they going to score? When are they going to get that next point? It was very difficult for this team to emerge from that break.
Trying to figure out what they need. You know, we got the text about the power forward, a star forward. Yes, I do think they need another defenseman too, because, you know, while, you know, Sider and Evanston are really good and Pelikan does what he does, he's still small. I think they need one more tougher defenseman, like somebody like Sherratt with more offensive skill, basically. Okay. Because Sherratt's tough. And they need that, but they need somebody who can do more offensively than Ben Sherratt. I love his grit and, you know, he'll stick up for players, but he's not a top four defenseman. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Coming up next, it's the Power Surge.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
It is Christmas time around the world, including obviously here, and the holidays always bring an exciting bowl game down to Detroit the day after Christmas, Ford Field. We spoke to the Northwestern head coach yesterday, David Braun, and now his opponent, the head coach of the Chippewas of Central Michigan University, Matt Drinkel. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great. How are you guys?
Good morning.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thank you for being with us. It's the Game Above Sports Bowl at Ford Field. And I imagine, now I got scoffed at for this, that you will have a home field advantage with the fan base here, wouldn't you?
I sure hope so. The feedback we've gotten and the turnout and interest in the game has been outstanding in our alumni base in the Detroit area specifically, let alone the state of Michigan, but Detroit specifically is huge. So I imagine there'll be a bum rush here for tickets, and we'll see a lot of Chippewa fans at the game Saturday or Friday.
Matt, it's your first year with the Chippewas. I imagine there were some things, A, B, and C that you wanted to see and accomplish in your first year. Now that you're looking back before you play this bowl game, were you able to see in your program the growth that you were hoping in year one?
Yeah, I think so. Obviously, our goals are going to not change depending on whether it's the first year or the fifth year or the 10th year. But there were, to me, some real positive strides taken this year on and off the field and getting a culture established. And it's pretty difficult walking into a situation to navigate kind of the landscape of college football right now. So to get the help that we have gotten from our players internally, from their leadership, has been unbelievable. So, yeah, all things are trending in the right direction. We just followed up our first semester here was the highest team GPA in school history in football, and we just broke it this semester. So things are heading in the right direction.
You played two quarterbacks for part of the season, and then what? Did Flores get hurt? I'm looking at the statistics, and how have you been able to navigate that?
In the UMass game, he got hurt for an extended period of time. He's been out since then.
And Joe Labus has done a nice job?
Yeah, he did a great job for us this year. He's a senior captain. He's an Iowa transfer who is coming off an injury, who led the league in passing efficiency this year. So he did a great job. And the cool part is, when Angel got hurt, he's really more of the runner of the two. Mm-hmm. He's going to play. He did have non-surgical knee injury, so he's actually going to be playing in the game on Friday, which is great because we really had to reinvent kind of what we looked like on offense once Angel went down because we used him in the run game so much. So it'll be really exciting to see us kind of back to where we were when we were hitting our stride in the middle of the season.
Well, when you say passing efficiency, I'm looking this up. I mean, Joe is 68.5%. That's pretty damn good.
Yeah,
One of the really cool things is with when you watch our style of play is we're not like one of those offenses who runs out and tries to just get as many yards and as points as possible because of what that does to the defense and the special team. So we go a little bit slower paced and huddle, and Coach Chapin, our offensive coordinator, does an unbelievable job with Joe where we can dual call a lot of things and run a pro style system because Joe is so smart and such a great decision maker. He always gets you in a really good position.
When I look at your defense, and especially where these guys are in their college careers, you got a very veteran defense. Who were some of those guys that stepped up in a leadership role to help you in year one?
Man, a leadership role, there's too many to name, but yeah, there are three guys that have popped off the film that have been all conference for us this year. So number one is Jordan Kwiatkowski, the linebacker, who's a Michigan native. He was a first-team all-conference guy, and we hope to see him play on Sundays. Michael Heldman, a defensive end, number 97. He's also a team captain and first-team all-conference, and he's one of the best sack pass rush specialists to ever come through here. And then Dakota Cochran was another all-conference linebacker, jersey number one. He's from Ohio, but those three guys have really just – our defense has been pretty dominant, especially in spurts at this time of year. But they're real fast, real aggressive, create a lot of chaos, and those three guys lead the way.
Matt Trinkle is the head coach of Central Michigan. They'll be taking on Northwestern in the game above Sports Bowl at Ford Field on Friday. Going up against Northwestern, they're pretty much like every Northwestern team. They're just tough, well-coached. What do you see when you look at their film?
Unfortunately, exactly what you just said. I've been a big Coach Braun fan for a huge chunk of my career. I'm from Iowa originally, and he got rolling in Division I at UNI, and then went from Northern Iowa to North Dakota State and then NDSU to Northwestern. So I've been following him for a long time, and his product looks exactly like it. Like, when this thing kicks off, it is going to look and sound like an old school Midwest Rust Belt football game, and that's exactly what his teams do. And the other part that's scary about Northwestern, not only the personnel, but they have just played better and better as the year's gone on. You really have to go back to the middle of October to find a game that either they didn't win or wasn't a one-score battle. So I think they had one hiccup against Southern Cal, but other than that, they have been playing unbelievable football. And it's exactly what you said. It's exactly what you think of with it's tough ass, run the ball and play good defense and be real disciplined and be real smart, make great decisions, and those guys are tough to beat.
So having said all that about Northwestern, what are some of the keys? What does your team have to do, especially early in the game, to give yourself a chance to win?
We've got to win all of our margin plays. You know, all of the things that we can control, whether that's, in our last game, you know, we saw a couple things that came through for us where we were short on a touchdown play, short on a fourth down conversion, two unsportsmanlike penalties. Those are things that just have to disappear completely from our game against Northwestern. We really need to play our best. And the other thing is we have got to play. We made a major shift in practice to take away some reps. Usually I know in bowl season, everybody's trying to get everybody more and more and more. We actually gave our guys a little bit of time off and then have made a huge emphasis in practice on taking less reps, but the reps that we take are harder and a little bit longer in duration so we can get used to playing a Big Ten opponent. So there's some of those things. And the other big one is just tackling well. We'll have to make sure we defeat blocks and tackle really well at the point of attack. And those three things will be key for us in the game.
You mentioned playing a Big Ten opponent. You guys have played, two power fives in Pitt and Michigan. They didn't go that well, obviously, about 63-3 to Michigan. What do you have to do to make sure that doesn't happen again? And also, you know, can that experience against Pitt and at the Big House help you on Friday?
Yeah, it's a little bit different where, you know, when we played Pitt, that was a one-score game until I think pretty late in the third or fourth quarter. And then the Michigan game obviously got out of hand pretty early. But one of the things that was really unique about those two is we really made a strategic investment to prepare for conference play. So in those two Power Four games, the first time we played every single kid on the entire roster. So this game is much more different than our original Power Four games were. Those original Power Four games, you know, brand new football program, first time together. It's games 2 and 3 of our entire series together. So we wanted to get a lot of guys' experience and reps and in that environment and with that pace of play. And now with it being a terminal game where, hey, this is postseason football and this is the end of the run here. So you can kind of fire all the bullets in the chamber, so to speak.
Final thing I want to ask you, you obviously spent some time at West Point coaching there. We always hear about how it's so different being a coach, an assistant coach at the service academies and what these kids end up doing, especially after they graduate. Well, what was it like, you know, competing at West Point?
man, it's hard to put into words. I could talk for about 5 hours on how cool it was. The really unique perspective I had there is that the football program led by Jeff Munkin is a machine. Like, Jeff Munkin is one of the best head coaches in the country. What he does there is unbelievable. So I got to sit and watch firsthand, like, a top tier, unbelievable football program, watching that thing run. Then I got to watch that top tier, world class academic side of West Point function. And then obviously the best in the world, the military side of it, function. And to watch those three entities that are really kind of the top 1% of their fields function and interact together and overcome adversity and problem solve, it really weaponizes you as far as giving you tools in your toolbox to solve problems and eradicate excuses and to troubleshoot things in pretty creative ways. So my time there, like, I would not have been prepared for, I don't know that I'm still prepared for this job, but I would certainly not be prepared for this job had I not gotten a chance to go do that with Coach Munkin and all the unbelievable people at Army, which is, and that those rivalry games are the real deal. People don't understand, like, those academy games, when those guys play each other, that is as an intense of a rivalry as you will ever find. There's nothing, like, no one laughs about it. It's not like a fanfare, ha-ha. It is as intense as it could possibly get, and you're hanging on every snap.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Good luck tomorrow. And the person who's usually in this chair, Jim Costa, is a CMU alum, and he'll be saying fire up Chips all day on Friday.
Well, that's awesome. Well, fire up Chips, and thank you guys so much for all your coverage and your support. And we can't wait to see all the Central Michigan fans out there on Friday.
Appreciate it.
Yep. Have a great Christmas.
Thanks. Merry Christmas, guys.
Thank you. It's Matt Drinkle, the head football coach at CMU. John, you almost look like you're fired up there the way he was talking, especially talking about the West Point.
Man, the Army-Navy game, that is one of my all-time favorites, and he is 100% correct. You are hanging on, especially when you're there. You are hanging on every single snap. It is as physical a game as you will see at any level of sports.
And it's a wonderful, wonderful rivalry. All right. We will put this puppy to pasture next. 97.1.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
John, where is he now? Where is St. Nick?
St. Nick is, he's going to be in Hong Kong in 12 seconds.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I thought he was in Russia.
Well, he was in Russia.
Going a real weird route. Oh, he's going the other way. I get it. Well, no, that.
I'm just telling you. This is the Santa tracker.
That makes sense.
Yep. Yeah.
Santa lost? The Santa needed GPS for Christmas?
No, Santa is not lost. Let me see. It doesn't tell me the path that he's taking, but obviously.
You want him to come over here eventually? You go to Russia to Hong Kong? Geographically, am I wrong here? That makes no sense. It's like Santa's on like a backward airline or something.
Well, I'm telling you where he's at.
Maybe John Morton drew up the game plan.
Could be. But yeah, it's going to take a lot of time to get in and around China, Mongolia, that whole deal. So, but he has delivered. He's approaching 1.4 billion presents that have already been delivered.
Wow.
Yeah. So
he's on fire.
He is. And didn't drop any.
I know. I wonder if it's easier for him now that, you know, so many people request stuff online. Like, does Amazon have like planes to the North Pole and then he wraps them and all that stuff?
No. You misunderstand. Like, parents and brothers and sisters, grandmas, grandpas, aunts, uncles, all that stuff.
No.
They can provide and give their own gifts. So it doesn't affect Santa Claus at all. Santa still acquires his gifts. Now, he may use some of the retailers like Amazon, but a lot of the gifts are made at the North Pole.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
You know, I mean, there are, you know, all the major companies have branches up there as well so that they can, you know, service the clauses.
Did you ever watch, I mean, you probably didn't. There's a game show that's on right now called The Floor. Rob Lowe is the host. I'm not going to explain how it works, but it's a quiz show. Anyway, so they had a contestant on this year who is from North Pole, Alaska. I was stunned. And he went to like North Pole High School.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Did they ask him who the principal was?
No, I figured that, you know, I'm sure his shop teacher would be Santa. Right?
Sure, you would think so.
or at least one of his helpers. Yeah,
the number one elf.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you would think so.
I just thought, you hear North Pole and all you just think of Santa Claus, you don't think it's like a real place. You know what I mean?
Well, I think of it as a real place. I always have.
I know, but I thought it was just like a place, but the only person that lives there is Santa and his helpers and his elves. I never thought that.
Well, where do the other elves come from? You got to continue to repopulate the elf population.
Well, that's kind of the presence that Santa brings. That's why he stopped in Russia. Brought some brides to the North Pole. Oh,
Yeah, so, I mean, but it begs the question, like, obviously, you know, when you graduate high school here, you know, are you going to go into one of the trades? Are you going to go to community college? Are you going to go to one of the universities? Are you going to leave? You know, there they have the extra, are you just going to go into, you know, quote unquote, the trade of
being
an elf? Yeah, and helping out Santa.
Yeah, carpentry.
I mean, that's a very valuable trade that I know Santa needs a lot of carpenters.
Yeah, like, I wonder, at North Pole High School, do they have, like, sports teams?
Well, sure, they have sports teams. Yeah,
who do they?
They play reindeer games.
Oh boy!
We got this week, guys. Oh, we got to go to Juno. Yeah, you know? Juno's closed for Hanukkah.
You would know.
I know. Juno.
Yeah. How long is Hanukkah lasting? I know it's 8 days, but what's the...
eight crazy days.
It was over...
It's done?
Two nights. Yes, it's done.
Sorry, man.
Indeed. How are you, Gator?
I'm doing all right.
Good.
All right. Yep. Enjoyed watching the games last night. So
yes, absolutely. The Wings game was terrific.
It was. When you thought, oh no, man.
You know, I know.
They were able to come back, and then the win in overtime was great. The passing, the goals, it was a lot of fun. Goaltending for Gibson has been great lately.
Yep.
But unbeaten his last eight.
And the cool thing was they beat a really good team. I mean, you watching them on that power play, it is ridiculous.
They're sick, yeah. And I think I like every once in a while how you get this breakup where you get to watch the game on a nationally televised
yes.
audience, and then you get to get their perspective on it. And when those guys are talking about both teams, it's cool, and they're like, They're talking of Dallas, like Dallas is ridiculously good.
Yeah.
And Dallas is very talented. So to see that the Red Wings not only
compete with them,
were hanging with them, right. But they ended up beating them.
Yeah. And they were saying how great the Red Wings played after, you know, the first period.
Yeah.
And then explaining how it changed in the second period. And then.
But they're like, you can't make mistakes. You got to play perfect against Dallas. And, you know, the Red Wings made mistakes and they had to pay for it. There it is. They're down 3-2. And. They tied it up, and then they won it, and it was great. Great to watch that. Great to watch the Pistons do what they do, which is what they've been doing all year long, 24-6.
Yeah, they beat it. They beat like a gym team yesterday.
I don't care.
I know. I'm more the style that Sacramento was playing. It was just up and down and the speed of the Pistons because, you know, Sacramento's two best players are like 60 years old in Westbrook and DeRozan, and they still played well.
Westbrook is still so good. Mm-hmm. I always thought of Westbrook as that guy at the trade deadline. Is that a guy that, you know, contending teams should look at? And yet, is he too selfish of a player to adapt into the style of what the Pistons are about?
So what do you got today?
Look, we'll talk some Lions for sure mm-hmm. and get into Pistons and Red Wings right out of the gate.
All right. Everybody have a very Merry Christmas. Yep. We will be back on Friday.
We'll be back on Friday talking, obviously, post-game. You're going to be on after the game tomorrow night as well.
With Jennifer, she will not be shooting the boot this game like she did. She paid homage to Gator last week. Absolutely.
She was uncensored.
That she was. Merry Christmas, everyone. Carsha Anderson next.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.